welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. Today we're talking about Stetson Bennett, from pound puppy to top dog.
Who let the dogs out?
After 41 years of trying to win their second national championship, the University of Georgia Bulldogs finally burst out of their kennel during the second half of Monday night's national championship game against the Alabama Crimson Tide. The Dogs, as they prefer to be called, trailed early, and then they rallied down the stretch to take down the Crimson Tide 33-18 and win the school's second football title since Herschel Walker toted the football for Georgia back in 1980. Leading the way in this second half rally was the team's unheralded 5'11" quarterback, Stetson Bennett. You've probably already heard about this senior, who was a former walk-on at Georgia coming right out of high school. And after Georgia's championship win the other night, the rest of America is now hearing about him too. After trailing the defending national champion Alabama 9-6 in a fairly boring first half of football, Bennett's can-do attitude never wavered as he lifted Georgia's offense in the final quarter. He passed for two timely touchdowns during the 20-point fourth quarter rally by the Dogs. Bennett was nearly the dog, pardon all these canine jokes, for Georgia early in the deciding fourth quarter. After the referees, who kept Alabama fans happy by throwing 10 penalty flags on the Dogs Monday night, ruled that Stetson Bennett had fumbled the football on what looked to be a forward pass back on Georgia's own 18-yard line, Alabama grabbed the ball and would quickly score a go-ahead touchdown just three plays later and retake the lead at 18-13 with just 10 minutes to go in this game. Those would be the last points scored by Alabama, though, in this football game. After the game ended, Stetson Bennett told reporters that he was not going to be the reason why Georgia lost this game. So instead of sulking on the sidelines about the fumble which was called, Bennett came back onto the field and then hit three straight passes covering 65 yards for a touchdown and gave Georgia the lead once again at 19-18 with about 8 minutes left in this game. After Georgia forced one more Alabama punt, the Dogs' diminutive quarterback led the team into the Alabama end zone once again. While Alabama was looking for passes this time, the rejuvenated Georgia running game then took over. After Georgia ran the ball inside of Alabama's 20-yard line, quarterback Stetson Bennett knew that the Tide defense was now focused on the run. He quickly floated a short pass to a wide-open tight end, Brock Bowers, and the big receiver lumbered 15 yards untouched into the end zone for another Georgia score to make it 26-18 with less than 4 minutes left in this game. As Alabama's Heisman quarterback Bryce Young took the field, the drama was ripe for one final Heisman-type moment. The Crimson Tide trailed by a touchdown and a two-point conversion with just minutes to go. Haven't we seen this act before this year? Unfortunately for Alabama fans, they were not playing Auburn this Monday night. Bryce Young slowly moved his team toward midfield as the Georgia faithful prayed across America. This time, though, Young heaved an ill-advised pass downfield which was easily intercepted by Georgia's Kaylee Ringo at the Georgia 21-yard line. As the sidelines coaches were all yelling for that defensive back to hit the ground and not risk a fumble with that interception, Ringo ran it all the way back, 79 yards for a game-sealing final touchdown with less than a minute to play. Georgia won this game 33-18 to finish 13-1 on the year and captured its long-sought second championship trophy. The 41-year Georgia jinx had finally ended. For Georgia's ever-confident senior quarterback, Stetson Bennett, the win marked a storybook finish to his Georgia football career. Or did it? Coming out of high school in the tiny southeastern Georgia community of Blackshear, Stetson Bennett, whose parents both earned a pharmacy degree while attending the University of Georgia, was a second-team All-State quarterback for his 3A-level high school and an All-Academic Team winner, too. He passed for 3,700 yards and accounted for 40 touchdowns as a high school senior. Alas, his 5'11", 185-pound frame did not measure up to what the major college recruiters were wanting. Rated as only a two-star recruit coming out of high school, Bennett's only big-time football scholarship offer was from Middle Tennessee State University up near Nashville. Instead, Stetson Bennett decided to attend the University of Georgia just like his mom and dad. As a freshman, he was a football walk-on and immediately impressed the football coaches with his preparation and work while running the weekly scout team. Bennett quarterbacked the scout team and was required to learn and run a different opponent's offensive scheme every week to help prepare Georgia's defense for the upcoming game. Rather than ride the bench for a second year at Georgia, though, Stetson Bennett transferred to Jones County Community College just south of Laurel, Mississippi. He played well enough in 2018 that the University of Georgia awarded him a scholarship to return back to Georgia as the team's second-string quarterback in 2019. After 2 more years of waiting his turn, career backup quarterback Stetson Bennett was finally given a chance to get onto the field for good this year in 2021 after starter JT Daniels was injured in an early season game. Georgia would go 12-0 with Bennett as the team's quarterback this year, and he passed for 29 touchdowns and just 7 interceptions along the way. That all came to a grinding halt in December's SEC Championship game in Atlanta as Alabama intercepted Stetson Bennett twice in a 41-24 rout. Even though Georgia, then 12-1, suffered its first loss of the year, the Bulldogs were still voted into the 4-team college football playoff group. After the December loss to Alabama, many Georgia fans started to question why the diminutive Bennett would remain as the starting quarterback. Bennett had several passes swatted down by Alabama's tall and mobile defensive linemen. The fans were figuring that the 6'3" JT Daniels, who is a 5-star recruit coming out of high school in California, would be better able to see over the taller defensive unit of Alabama. But fortunately for Georgia's football fans, the coaches kept faith in their starting quarterback's leadership skills. In the semifinal game, Georgia would blast Michigan 34-11 as Bennett played flawlessly. He completed 20 out of 30 passes, 313 yards on the day, and 3 touchdowns against a very highly respected Michigan defensive front. Being the son of 2 pharmacists and having so much experience at running the Georgia scout team as a younger player, Stetson Bennett is a very sharp young man. He became an expert on reading the tendencies of opposing defenses and worked with his coaches to develop the team's offensive game plan for each week's opponent. Stetson Bennett has now gone from walk-on at Georgia to the top of the mountain holding the national championship trophy this week. Ironically, the NCAA rules, which were modified during the 2020 COVID season, will permit Stetson Bennett to play 1 more year of college football in 2022 if he chooses to play a 5th season of football. The general consensus is that the NFL football scouts believe that Stetson Bennett is a very good college quarterback, but he doesn't quite check all the right boxes for the physical traits desired by most NFL teams. Hey, where have we heard that one before? Perhaps the pro scouts might be proven right, but don't tell that to Stetson Bennett. His play this season reminded me of a guy named Drew Brees. He prepares smartly, is an optimistic team leader, and shows the heart of a champion. There's bound to be one NFL team, are you listening, New Orleans, which could utilize a quarterback with these positive traits. As hundreds of college football players are opting out to either play in the NFL or entering the transfer portal in an effort to gain more personal glory, Stetson Bennett opted in. He worked hard, waited his turn, and then has earned the ultimate success. Even if Stetson Bennett never plays another down of football in college or as a professional, he is now a legend. Georgia football fans will remember his name for generations to come. That dog will hunt. Woo! I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.